This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 21. Take and eat. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 10. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud, with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll, which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke, and when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, "There will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets." Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more, "Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." Here we see a gigantic angel who can straddle both the land and sea. He comes with a message, no more delay, and he has a little scroll that is open in his hand. What do these pictures mean? Some thoughtful scholars of the Bible can help us here. First, it's important to know that the Greek word for angel in the original text also means messenger. God's mighty angels can do many things, but one of their main jobs is to be God's messengers to us. They come with important announcements, and these are often about the good news of God's salvation for us. This good news is also called the gospel. This helps us understand what the little scroll is that lies open in the angel's hand. It is the gospel, the good news message that is open for all to see and hear and live by. John, the narrator, is invited to take the message and preach it to the nations without delay. It may seem like a small message, but like the mighty angel, it is sent with the power of God, so it can go anywhere, crossing the land and sea to the ends of the earth. John is also told to take it and eat it. Why? God's good news is food for the soul, and it tastes sweet. Sadly, though, it can also bring a feeling of bitterness. The message is bittersweet because when it is shared, some people refuse to listen and believe. Pray with me. Lord God, may your good news nourish us deep within our souls and help us to share it, even though some refuse to believe. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.